It's Wednesday, March 27th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Saturday, March 23rd, at around 1:50 p.m., more than 20 Chinese police officers raided a Bible school class at Beijing Shuweng Church, reports International Christian Concern. The authorities demanded that the church cease its activities immediately and read out an official document formally banning the church. All of the students who were in attendance were taken to a nearby school and questioned by authorities. Shuweng Church is one of the largest house churches in Beijing and is attended by more than 1,000 people. It was targeted and heavily persecuted for its refusal to join the state-sanctioned church in 2011. The United Kingdom has denied asylum to an Iranian Christian convert, saying that Christianity is not a quote-unquote peaceful religion, reports the Washington Examiner. According to the UK's Home Office, which oversees immigration and passports, they rejected a man's application for asylum, saying the applicant's claim that Christianity is peaceful is quote-unquote inconsistent with the Bible, since Leviticus, Exodus, Matthew, and Revelation are, quote, filled with imagery of revenge, destruction, death, and violence, end quote. The decision by the British Home Office puts the Iranian national's life in grave danger, as apostasy is punishable by death in the Islamic Republic of Iran. Romans 12:8 says, "If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone." According to the Media Research Center, from January 20, 2017, Inauguration Day, through March 21, 2019, the last night before Special Counsel Robert Mueller sent his report to the Attorney General, the ABC, CBS, and NBC evening newscasts produced a combined 2,284 minutes of Russian collusion coverage, most of it 1,900 minutes, following Mueller's appointment on May 17, 2017. That's an average of roughly 3 minutes a night, every night, for an astonishing 791 days, a level of coverage normally associated only with a major war or a presidential election. The Big Three Network's TV reporters devoted more time to the Russia investigation than any of the Trump administration policy initiatives on issues like immigration, tax reform, trade, North Korea, ISIS, the economy, veterans affairs, and the opioid epidemic. In other words, since his presidency began, nearly one-fifth of all of Trump's evening news coverage has been about this one investigation. From January 1st through March 21st of this year, the spin of Trump coverage on the evening newscasts has been 92% negative versus just 8% positive, even worse than the 90% negative coverage the Media Research Center calculated in 2017 and 2018. Janique Stewart, a black Christian with the Life Training Institute, was recently disinvited from an on-campus debate at Cornell University due to her biblical beliefs about sexuality, reports CBN News. In a Facebook post on March 23rd, Stewart wrote, quote, "It was explained to me that having someone on campus who believed the way I did was tantamount to allowing a racist to speak who held pro-slavery and pro-Holocaust views. More and more universities are censoring Christian voices in an effort to silence dissent. The First Amendment supports freedom of speech, not freedom from speech. I will not allow my voice to be silenced." End quote. Deuteronomy 5, 32-33 says, "So be careful to do what the Lord your God has commanded you. Do not turn aside to the right or to the left. Walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess." On Saturday, February 23rd, 4,000 Christians attended a day of mourning held in Albany, New York, organized by Elizabeth Johnston, the activist mommy, in response to New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo's decision to sign an extremist abortion law, which removed protections from babies who survived botched abortions. An additional 40,000 pro-lifers at 20 sites across America watched simultaneously via live stream. Now, Johnston, author of Not on My Watch, is organizing another day of mourning on Saturday, April 6th in Richmond, Virginia, where the Democratic Governor Ralph Northam actually defended infanticide on a WTOP radio broadcast. Best-selling authors, longtime pro-life advocates, and twin brothers David and Jason Benham will be speaking. And finally, Shayla and Thomas Harwell were attending a Brad Paisley concert at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo last week when she noticed a woman struggling to get to her seat. Since her husband is a firefighter for the Hardin Volunteer Fire Department north of Houston, Texas, Shayla pointed the woman out to Thomas and suggested he lend a hand. Thomas immediately leapt to his feet and helped the woman to her seat. After the show was over, Thomas saw the woman was too tired to get back up the steep stadium steps once more. So he simply scooped her into his arms and carried her the rest of the way, reports Good News Network. Since Shayla posted a photo of her husband's good deed to Facebook, it has been shared thousands of times. People have even offered to give the couple additional concert tickets as a thank you for their kindness. In response to all of the attention, Thomas said, quote, "If you're alive and breathing, you should not need an excuse to help someone else. If they need help, help them," end quote. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, March 27th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.